I'm Joe Dighton.
I'm Mike Grant.
And you're listening to the GD Podcast, an informal but insightful conversation about sports, pop culture, beer, and the like. Today, Mike and I talk a little bit football. We'll recap week four and look ahead to week five. Hockey's back, so we'll take a preview of the Caps and Rangers as they start their 2013-2014 campaign. So. Talk a little movies, TV, and the pop culture corner. Then Mike will take us through his recent bachelor party weekend and Mike's beer blast. Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, other than it being about 110 degrees in this room.
Yeah, man, this is hot. I mean, between just this room and even like just the weather itself, it's been hot this week.
It's been a lot hotter. It was really nice the past couple weeks, but I'm recovering from a lot of work the past couple weeks, and then a 4-day basically beer vacation with my buddy's bachelor party. So I'm hanging in there, but I wish I had more time to watch some sports, but I'm pretty excited that the NHL season's starting.
Yeah, man.
Yep, and excited to see that Redskins' first win.
Yeah, that was good. I'm sure you're happy to see them get off the mat finally.
Yeah, it took them long enough.
Yeah, I was just, going across country, I felt like that was just a game that they had to have, especially the way the rest of their division was playing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They, believe it or not, they got Dallas up next if they beat them. And the stars aligned, they're only a game behind the division lead.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Well, 2-3 team.
Yeah.
Under 500, and you're saying we still got a chance.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that's just that was just a game that they had to have. I watched a decent amount of that just because it was the Rams would play Thursday night, so I just watched that game. That was one of the 4 o'clock games.
Yeah.
And, I thought that the Skins defense looked a little bit better. I mean, I think they caught a break because Pryor was out, and McFadden got hurt pretty early into the game, so they had to deal with Flynn, who I think, it's funny, I watched it. Yeah, Matt Flynn's not very good.
Yeah, he's just not good.
Yeah, he got that first contract. I think there was that one game when he was backing up Rodgers. He played that last game against the Lions. Mm-hmm. He had like 5 touchdowns against like the Lions, who already clinched a playoff spot. And and then all of a sudden I was like, oh man. So the next thing he gets this big contract, and he's just. I mean, obviously he wasn't that good because the Hawks went with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. The fact that they can go on this bye, you got a couple guys banged up a little bit, but That they can be tied for the division lead if they beat Dallas is pretty absurd. The one thing that concerns me is, RG3 just still isn't back. So he's slowly progressing. Interesting article came out about kind of how RG3, kind of the demise of him this year was due to himself because, he did all of the advertising and he did the ESPN documentary. He basically set himself up for failure, which I kind of agree with, He just, there was so much hype around him that he'll be able to handle an ACL in 8 months. As far as, working hard and being a leader, I'm convinced he's one of the best out there. But I think he and the media set the expectations way too high.
I think so, too.
I was always level-headed, and we've talked about this, that, I didn't think he should have been back the first week.
Yes.
And, I think they should have just taken their time. But I think the thought of, Shanahan probably playing him early is you look at our schedule as of now, and, other than the Denver game, you got a feeling that you could win some of those games before the bye to set yourself up for a pretty brutal schedule. Didn't pan out, but you thought Philly was up in the air. They just those divisional games are always a toss up.
Absolutely,
they just play each other harder. Philly, I don't think has won since that game.
They have not. Yeah.
Denver just tore us apart, which was expected. And then you hope you win that Oakland game. Which we did, so that's nice. So we'll see what happens. The Giants are a lot worse than I thought they'd be. They just look really bad.
Really bad, yeah.
And Dallas has shown signs of being really good. But if they pull something like they did with San Diego and put up 21 points really quick,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we come back from something like that like San Diego did.
Sure, yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how we react to the Cowboys. And, the defense, you know, is just suspect too. So, and but you gotta, everyone's like, Oakland's a horrible team. Their defense actually isn't that bad.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So the fact that we put up 21 points against them is pretty good.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I feel solid about that.
Yeah.
Is the defense better than Dallas's defense? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas has a lot more athletes, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So that, so that was just a, so that was a game they had to have, especially once I saw that they weren't going to have Pryor. I just thought, they got to take advantage of this. And
yeah.
Yeah. So their defense, they returned a interception for a touchdown, which I thought was just a good confidence booster for them. So. Yeah, it's just funny. Everyone's alive. Even the Giants, who are 0-4, are still alive in that division if they can.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the standings, you got, what, 2 wins is leading the division. And then 2 1-win teams and no win team. So it's not looking good. But they do have, you know, Denver, San Diego, Chicago, and Dallas coming up. So that's not easy. We'll see what happens. The rest of their schedule from here on out is going to be pretty rough. So we'll see if they can bounce back. If RG3 keeps on progressing, I feel good. If he kind of stays stagnant and, you know, doesn't, or regresses, we're in trouble. It pretty much leans on his shoulders, you know.
Yeah, because his ability to, I think his threat to run is what really helped their offense last year, because defenses were kind of on their heels, weren't sure if he was going to pass or take off.
And you saw a little hurry-up version of their offense against Oakland, and that seemed to work out. You know, it panned out. It was about 7 or 8 plays there all the way down the field already, like beyond their 10-yard line. So that looked good. But on the flip side, you run an offense like that, and you go 3 and out, your defense is right back on the field, which isn't one of our strong points. So
yeah, that's a good point, too.
Jarvis Jenkins coming back and will help out a lot. Because he was suspended for, I think, some type of substance, whatnot. So that'll help out the defense a lot. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. And I got to watch a fair amount of games on Sunday because I said the Rams played Thursday night, which was just not pretty. It's funny because they're right where I thought they'd be at 1-3 because I kind of went through their schedule and I figured they'd beat the Cardinals at home, but then they went Atlanta, Dallas. And then San Fran, those are probably 3 losses, and they lost all 3. But what's been disheartening is the way they've played the last 2 games.
And San Francisco has been kind of, not playing up to par, too. So that could have been a winnable game. And then what do you think about your boy Bradford?
Yeah, he took a lot of heat after that Thursday game, which kind of surprised me a bit. Just like, you know, there's, is he a bust? So I think Linda Cohn tweeted that if they had a capable backup, it might push him a little bit more and stuff. And I just thought it was weird. I think it, just because I feel like he's kind of the victim of just not a great team around him.
Yes.
I just feel like, you know, their line's coming along. He's getting better protected.
Yeah.
I think what hurt them on Thursday, too, is just that the lack of a running game.
Yeah.
They rushed for 18 yards on Thursday.
Horrible.
And to me, a defense, especially a good defense like San Fran, once they say, oh, they can't run, we're just going to take on the pass. I mean, I think it just makes it that much easier for a defense. I thought he was kind of behind the eight ball from the get-go.
Absolutely.
So I thought that just, I was just surprised how much heat he took for that game and just in general. And plus, I'm not a big fan of Schottenheimer's play calling.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised the Rams hired him because I listened.
Ooh, shoddy.
Yeah, because I listened to a lot of sports talk radio in New York, and I listened to all the Jets when he was at the Jets.
Yeah.
All I heard was Jets fans calling in and complaining about
his
play calling. Yeah, so the fact that the Rams took him on and he's not very imaginative at times, and now they, you know, they made that trade for Austin, you know, in the draft to move up to get him, and I feel like they're not targeting him enough. Yep. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So yeah, it seems like you have some pieces there, but it's just not all clicking right now.
Not coming together. Yeah.
And they're running a lack of a run game, even in this day and age where, you know, it is a pass dominant league.
You still need something.
You still need something. You need more than 18 yards in a game.
Yes. Yeah. It's not. You know? It's not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's why before. It's a quick tangent. I saw that the Ravens lost to the Bills this week, and I think they ran the ball twice in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Well, apparently McKinney, I guess they just got rid of him. They didn't get rid of him, but they acquired one of the Jags' O-linemen to replace him, and he was just horrible.
Yeah.
So they were their run blocking was just non-existent, you know, so they made that, you know, rare move that most teams don't make at this time of the year. I think they gave up a bunch of draft picks, too, to acquire the guy. And this guy by any means isn't like a Pro Bowl type player. He's just a solid player. That's how bad McKinney supposedly was. Yeah. So we'll see. And, you know, just recently he just got in trouble for getting hit by a stripper or something like
with the pop.
You know, the extracurricular activities that he was doing, and I think just spreading across the team and inviting other guys to it too, didn't work out. So maybe that'll help out. And then I think, I think that's just the O-line is having problems.
I think so too. So yeah, so that's another, I know Bradford can relate to that. Although, because I was looking at stuff, and I think it was Simmons on Grantland, he made some good points about Bradford. He just talked about how he does kind of lack any kind of like unique tools.
Yeah.
Like how did he say this? He goes, he can't make the wow plays.
Yeah.
Like the other guys. You know, he doesn't throw the deep ball like Flacco.
Yeah.
Picking apart like Brady and Manning can do. He doesn't really do that. He can't really keep it plays alive with his feet like you know, someone like Wilson or Kaepernick. So he's kind of caught in between. It's just like what. What's his real strength?
He's solid.
Yeah.
He's not a step above the rest.
Exactly. I think with a team as young as the Rams, you almost need someone who can, you know.
You need your RG3 that doesn't have a second torn ACL.
Exactly. Because you think about what Brady's doing with New England. He's without a lot of his weapons, a lot of young guys.
He still gets it done.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like plug and play for those guys.
Exactly. So I think when you're with a young team like that, you need some kind of unique skill, and Brady's is able to just pick apart
defenses. I'd love to see the inner workings of, like, how much is it now Brady, really, opposed to Belichick?
Belichick, yeah.
You know? What is the dynamic there? You know, if one went missing for a while, what would happen?
Exactly, yeah.
I think the two of them together is really the key for them.
Yeah. Great coach. And obviously,
yeah, because you saw it happen last year with the Saints. So,
oh, absolutely,
what a difference a head coach makes.
The 4-0 now. Yeah. So they, I think that's just a good tandem. I think Brady is just like pretty much like an on-field coach, like Peyton Manning.
Yep.
One thing with the Patriots though, with Belichick, is I noticed that as of late, their defenses aren't as sound as like when they first came into dominance.
I think that boils down to just some bad draft choices.
Yes,
they had some solid athletes on that defense, but it was good. And they rode the Teddy train for a long time.
They did, yep.
You know, they had some solid DBs there, so I mean we're reaping the benefits of Merriweather right now if he can stay healthy.
Yeah,
but you can tell like when that man is healthy, he's definitely a difference maker.
Last couple
games, he's just laid some hits that it hurts to watch. I can't even imagine being part of. I mean, he knows how to lay the lumber.
Those are the best.
Yeah, so I'm glad the Skins have a bye week to get the rest.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, I was listening to the report, and technically, if you take into account, you know, the preseason game and training camp, this is actually like week four is the halfway season mark, technically, because, you know, if you add all the preseason stuff in. So everyone says, oh, bye week so early kind of stinks. It might not be that bad.
Yeah.
You know? Now they just got to get that rest and show up, play the games, and get it done.
Exactly.
So, and they went on that run last year. Who says they can't do it again?
Sure. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And this coming week, I'm almost bummed that the Rams, you know, they play at 1:00 because there's a lot of good games this week. But before the Sunday, it's funny. I was like poo-pooing the NFL for the Buffalo Cleveland game on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But it's funny. Cleveland's actually played well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they just destroyed me in my pick'em league. I can't believe they lost to them.
I couldn't believe it either. I don't think anyone really could. And it's funny because everyone thought Cleveland was punting their season when they made that trade, and they've won their last 2 games since then.
Yeah, well, that trade's helped me out. Richardson's gotten a TD in the last 2 weeks. He's been a Colt, so.
Sweet.
That's helping out the fantasy stats.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, because he's on a better team now.
Yeah, I think they're giving him a lot of goal line carries, too.
Oh, that's what that's all you really want in a fantasy league.
Yeah, so as far as the other matchups, is there anything else you want to touch on our teams before we move on?
No, I gotta say, if the Rams can't beat Jacksonville this week, then I just don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to punt the season then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll show you how bad the Jags are. The Rams are favored by like 13 points.
Yeah, well, Hopefully they can beat the Jags.
Yeah, so that just shows how bad they are. You know, the Rams should be favored by 2 touchdowns against anybody.
Yeah. There's always, of course, each year you pick the worst team in the NFL and Alabama.
Yeah.
And there's always that debate. Could Alabama beat the Jags?
Yeah.
Maybe we can touch on that next week.
Sure, yeah.
My quick opinion is absolutely not.
No, you know? Yeah.
You've got 5-6 NFL draft picks at the most that might not even make it in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yep. We already have 22 guys guaranteed that...
Yeah, they're NFL.
They're on the NFL roster, and they're NFL capable.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I never thought that. So you hear the same thing sometimes in basketball, too. Like, a couple of years ago, could Kentucky beat the Bobcats? It's like, no. Yeah, this doesn't work that way.
There's no way. Yeah. There's a reason why they're in the NFL. They might be bad, but
they're
there for a reason.
Exactly. So, but, yeah, week five, I just think it's some good stuff. I'm looking for Saints-Bears should be good.
Saints-Bears looks like a great game.
I'm always looking forward to seeing how the Saints do outside when they have to play outside.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the Packers react to the Lions. No one thought they'd be 1-2 right now. So, no,
yeah.
You know, I think they're a better team than their record shows. The Saints-Bears, like you said, will be fantastic. Seahawks-Colts, I think that's a
I'm looking forward to that one, too.
Matchup.
Yes, yeah.
And then, you know, just to see if the Patriots can keep on doing what they're doing, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, going into Cincinnati, is obviously going to want to bounce back from that loss to the Browns. So, but yeah, I feel like New England, they just, doesn't matter their home or away, they seem like they can always get the job done.
Yeah. And then the Texans Niners, that'll be a good.
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah.
You know, they both were predicted to go pretty far in the season, so. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top of that, and then hopefully the Broncos can just demolish the Cowboys.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so because you know Manning's getting all the credit, but their defense is pretty good. Yeah. Denver's defense is pretty good too.
Not
so
too bad.
So that'll be a long day for the Cowboys.
Could be. I mean, they've shredded up. Peyton Manning's been a fantasy killer, man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's putting up some insane numbers.
Yes.
So. And then Reggie Bush back at 100%. He tore me up this past
week. Oh, did he? Yeah, I'm sure.
He's been having some... He had a pretty good game last weekend, so that's not fun.
That was a good move for the Lions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that the Raiders game is going to be 11:35 at night on Sunday because the A's play Saturday, their playoff game.
Oh, they're playing playoff game.
So they need more time to readjust the field for football.
Interesting.
So this answer, because I always thought on Thanksgiving we have that triple header.
Yeah.
And obviously, they could do 4 games. They could do like an 11:30 game East Coast, 8:30 out there, and this proves that they could do 4 Thanksgiving games.
They could do. That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah. I said, 3 is enough for me. How about 4-1 then? I'm so greedy. So showing
I don't think I'd be able to stay much awake past like the first 5 minutes of the first quarter.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. After all the food and stuff like that.
It'll be interesting to see what the viewership is on the East Coast for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially you figure most people are probably going to be in bed after the NBC game. That was Houston, San Fran. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I can't imagine the East Coast numbers being very good.
Not good at all.
Yeah. But they should do okay. Should do okay out west. So, and then the Monday night game, I think I picked Atlanta for survivors. Hopefully they can take care of the Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, out of all the matchups, I think the Saints, Bears, and Seahawks, Colts are... Actually, I like the Texans and the Niners, too.
Yeah.
I think those are the 3 big ones for me.
I agree with that, too. And then just for division's sake, even though the teams aren't very good, Eagles, Giants usually...
Yeah, I was about to say that, but I mean, I guess I want the Lions to win. You know, keep one
Philly at one win. Yeah,
keep Philly at one win.
Sure.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So yeah, it should be good. Good NFL week. I'm kind of like I got 2 survivor picks left, and I think I'm gonna go with Atlanta over the Jets. And then I'm like, the only other game I really felt comfortable with was the Rams over Jacksonville, but it's like the way they've been playing, I just don't know.
When in doubt, pick against Jacksonville.
I know. I always feel like that's dangerous because it's tough to go 0-16, so they're going to win one of these games.
Definitely.
And went out against my Rams. It seemed like that would be the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Did you say the Patriots do or no? I think the Patriots could be a good bet.
Yeah. Against Cincinnati, that could be 1-2.
The Broncos are good, man.
They are.
They really are good. But it is at Dallas, We like to pick the home teams.
Yeah, see, I always try to, if I can, stay with the home team. So
yeah.
So we'll see. But, yeah, it should be another good week of football.
Yeah.
And like we said, even though it's like 80 degrees outside, hockey started up last night. How great was it to watch the Caps again?
To watch the first Caps game. Although they pulled a typical Caps defeat. I was actually watching this team compared to last year watching the team. I'm a lot more optimistic. I feel like they got kind of lucky there towards the end of last season to even make the playoffs. And I knew they weren't going to go far. But I feel like how they just kind of plugged some young talent in there. That Grabowski looks like he's ready to play. He had a great game last night. And I think, you know, more than anything else, just having a year in Oates' system, having a full preseason, full training camp is really just going to help out. And I think having Brooks Like back is a huge, huge
help. Yeah, he missed him a lot.
And one of the things that McPhee said that I really agree with, too, is I think the biggest improvement out of everything is they just got faster. You know, they're a lot faster team. They look quicker on the ice. And they've got, you know, they've got enough solid players to make a run at it. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how their young rookies, Connor Carrick and Wilson, hold up. And then also this Michael Latta guy. I'm not sure what he's all about, but it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I think they will benefit more from having a full camp, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got the pieces in place. I thought Coach Oates proved himself to be a good coach last season.
Yeah.
So it seems like they got the right guy behind the bench.
Yeah. You know, and if we get the, you know, we get the blue line players, like the gritty players, the Erskines, and, you know, the tough fighters like the Joel Wards, if they can replicate what they did last year, and actually what they did last night, they were one of the best lines on the ice. You know, just keep that gritty, fast play. I think we'll be good, you know. I love that we have Jason Chimera. He's one of my favorite players. He's quick. He's big. He's fast. Eric Fair has been playing pretty good. So Mike Green, as long as he stays healthy, he's got that offense there for you. So and I think the goaltending. I've always been a fan of Holpe.
Oh yeah.
He actually saved the game pretty much. I mean, that could have been a blowout last night. A couple times, but he made some huge saves. Other than the last save that he let kind of dribble in, that was pretty disappointing. But I think we have all the makings to make a good run, even though the division is way harder than last year with the realignment. But it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think they'll be good. Yeah, you said the division is so competitive. You know, Rangers are in that too, so they're going to go through the same thing.
Yep.
They got. See, it's interesting to see how they're going to be this year because I think the pressure's on because they fired Tortorella.
Yep.
They thought he was, you know, too intense, too defensive minded. So now they got, you know, Alain Vigneault from the Canucks, and now it's almost like pressure. They got to score goals now because this is why they made this switch. So,
yeah, they got the complete opposite of what they had. So we'll see what happens. And as far as our division, man, it's looking pretty rough. So, you know, I think, you know, Pittsburgh's obviously going to be great.
Yeah.
The Devils, I think they might be so-so. And then the Rangers, you know, like kind of toss up, but they still have the same solid players.
Yeah.
You know, they got to the playoffs. The Islanders are on the rise. They're basically the Capitals of 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
Young talent, just really promising. And I think the Flyers are going to be a lot better. You know, I think they had a disappointing year last year. They have talent, so for some odd reason, they just didn't put it together.
Yeah. I always felt the Flyers when I watched them. I always felt like they were more interested in winning the fight than the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just always seemed like they were more interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can discipline themselves, they're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rangers, the two big things for them is how quickly they can get Callahan and Hagelin back, because they both had shoulder operations in the offseason. And if they can survive this their schedule, then you'll see 9 games in a row to start the season because they're renovating the garden again.
Oh, okay.
So they can go .500 with, you know, within those first 9 games on the road. I think they'll be, that's all I think they could ask for.
Yeah, and then I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I could have swore they said this year every team plays each other at least twice.
I think so. At least, because last year with the lockout, they just you just stayed in conference.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be nice to see, you know, you play all the teams around the league and
yep.
and how the Caps react. But it'll really just boil down to the division once again, and those are just going to – it's nice to see some of the old Patrick division, right?
Sure,
Patrick
yeah, yeah. Division. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy. Like I said, even though it's kind of – weather-wise, it's just weird to think about hockey, especially this time of year. You're so
yeah.
wrapped up in football, so when hockey rolls around, it's like, oh, yeah.
Do you
oh,
guys
yeah.
play tonight?
Tomorrow, Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow night. They're in all Phoenix, right. yeah.
I'm pretty sure our home opener is tomorrow night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that'll be – that'll be a yep against the Flames, so.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Hopefully they 7 o'clock. Can, you know, as of recent years, they've always been really good at home. So
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully they can keep that up and keep the Verizon Center faithful happy.
Yeah, I don't see why that would why that would change. I think they'll have another good home record. And, yeah, I'm curious. Like I said, Barry Melrose said he passed Kings Caps in the finals this year, so.
Yeah, that was an interesting pick.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned the Penguins. I was watching SportsCenter today, and they're showing that the Penguins are playing wiffle ball on the ice. That seemed like a pulled groin waiting to happen, to be honest with you.
I feel like they wouldn't want them doing that.
Yeah, I mean, one weird swing, and you stretch out too far, and the next thing you know, guy's out for a month because.
As close to the season, I wouldn't recommend that one.
No, not me neither. Yeah, it's just too risky.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate their idea of, you know, having fun and all that good stuff, but something like that, anytime you're doing motions that you aren't used to,
mm-hmm.
especially on an ice surface, it just doesn't seem like a smart move to me.
Yeah, I want to hopefully get my couple buddies on here. One's a huge Pens fan.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Pens breakdown, and other buddy's been playing hockey for his whole life, and he's a huge Flyers fan. So it'd be interesting to see what they had to say about the season and their kind of forecast and outlook.
Okay, yeah, definitely, yeah. It's always good to – it's funny how you kind of bump into different fans of, you know, various teams. I feel if you look hard enough.
Yeah, they both played hockey their whole life, so they know their stuff.
Sweet. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm pumped up for hockey, especially now with, you know, no Yankees in the playoffs. The Rams aren't looking very good, so it's up to my Rangers to
– Orioles are out. The Redskins look like crap.
Yeah.
Capitals lost their first game. Sporting life's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Not really.
So we are in full swing with the ice, the football, the baseball, everything's it's good sports time of year.
Yeah.
It's also funny TV time of year as well.
Yeah.
You know, September, you know, shows roll back around. I don't know if there's anything you've either picked back up watching or anything new that has caught your eye.
So I haven't watched a Breaking Bad finale. I think I'm getting rid of HBO and Showtime because it's just so much. But I know Homeland's starting back up, isn't it?
Yeah, it started on Sunday, yeah.
I might still have it before I cancel. I might have got the first episode recorded. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So we'll see. But yeah, I'm excited to see the Breaking Bad show. I've been recording a couple FX series, The Bridge.
Yeah, I recorded that too, yeah.
And what's the one that was coming on after Breaking Bad?
Is that Low Winter Sun? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm recording that.
Okay.
So I was going to give that a shot.
All right, yeah, let me know how that one was.
I was interested. Did you ever finish Ray Donovan? I just kind of lost interest.
I did, yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
I watched the whole season, but I felt kind of let down just from the ultimate premise when I saw, you know, the cast actually with Voight and, you know, Liev Schreiber. I thought
it just got boring.
It was very dour, at times it was just so, there wasn't much to really care about or even like a lot of these other shows, you know, with the anti-hero, you find yourself kind of rooting for him, but I never felt any reason to root for, you know, Ray at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just, yeah, the character development wasn't that great and the storyline just really wasn't that intriguing.
Yeah.
It had, like you said, it had the makings to be a pretty good show.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I just think it fell flat. And so about after the fourth or fifth episode, I just stopped watching it.
Yeah, I wonder if it could have, benefit from cutting the fat a little bit. Cause, I mean, there was definitely different aspects of his life that I thought were good, that were kind of unique, especially with his brothers. One brother had Parkinson's, the other brother, you know, was an abuse victim, so there were some good parts. So I wonder if it would almost benefit from kind of trimming stuff down.
Yeah.
Being more focused on just him and the Hollywood fixer life.
Yeah. I am going to start watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
In the league.
Okay,
so I'll put those on the radar And I heard actually heard the first episode of Eastbound and Bound has aired already.
Yeah, it was on Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday was
pretty good.
Yeah, Sunday was busy. The Breaking Bad finale and the premieres of Homeland and Eastbound and Down. So.
Yeah. And yeah, it's Sunday Night Football.
Well, yeah, it was a lot going on. So
yeah, it's interesting to see what the ratings compared to Sunday Night Football and Breaking Bad finale would.
Yeah, I think I saw Breaking Bad got like it was like 10 million.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome for cable like that. Yes,
I think good for a cable show.
So, I remember someone on Twitter put like the finales I think for each season.
Yeah.
Of Breaking Bad, like season 1 and 2 were like 1.5, and then like season 6 or 5. 10 million.
Yeah, it just like escalated all of a sudden. It was one of those like kind of cult followings.
It was, yeah.
And then it just exploded to the mainstream.
I think so. It was like probably one of the biggest word of mouth shows ever, I think.
Yeah, well, because I think season 4 of Breaking Bad was one of the greatest seasons of TV I've ever watched. I mean, it was fantastic. I remember there was probably only one episode in that season that like, you know, a lot of times you watch a season and you're like, I don't really think much happened.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just feels like nothing happened at all.
Yeah.
And you'll get 2 or 3 back-to-back, and then you start losing interest. There was only one episode I can think of, and that was when they were chasing a fly around the meth lab. And they basically, the whole episode was like, you know, a bunch of foreshadowing stuff about them chasing this fly. But other than that, that season from beginning to end was just mind-blowing.
Yes. So, yeah, it's always good. Yeah, cause you're right. Some shows kind of, you know, running out of gas towards the finish line. That's one of the few shows that I think really kept up the tempo the whole time.
Yeah, and the only complaint I've heard about the season finale so far is my cousin watched it, and he was telling me, and I don't think I've ever really heard this complaint, but he said it was too rushed, you know? They tried to pack too much stuff into one episode. He thought, you know, if they would have made it a 2-hour episode or added another episode, he thought, you know, it just needed a little bit more time.
Okay.
So,
yeah, one complaint I've heard about that, kind of in the same vein, is people think it was almost too neatly wrapped up.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm curious to see what you think about that, because that's one thing I've heard.
Yeah. He said everything that you wanted to happen or you thought was going to happen happened, but
yes,
it kind of all happened way too quick.
Yeah, that's kind of been the common complaint, I think.
Yeah.
And I had to laugh when people said, oh, it was too wrapped up, because I remember how The Sopranos ended. It went to black, and everyone's like, what happened? So.
Yeah.
Got people complaining because The Sopranos didn't wrap anything up, and this show wrapped up everything, I think, perfectly, so it's funny here.
So which one's better?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, people just find a reason to complain.
I think that's what happened. I think that's what happens,
Yeah, the Lost finale was a gigantic debacle.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was pretty much any finale. I mean, can you remember a finale where people were really satisfied with it?
Yeah, I think most shows have like some kind of Nick the Pit.
Seinfeld got killed, right?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, pretty much every big epic series seems like they always get killed. Because it's so good throughout the life of the show. It's like, how do you end it in an episode?
Yeah, in a satisfying way.
You know, how do you really make everybody happy? It's just not going
to
happen.
It's tough, yeah. I think it really is, because you can't just play. Because I think everyone wants the show to end their particular way.
Yep.
And if it doesn't end the way you have it in mind, then it wasn't any good.
Yeah. Either that or the writers just get so stressed out trying to end it, they just say, screw it.
Yeah. Because I think what happened with Seinfeld is the whole show, it was a show about nothing.
Yeah.
And the last episode was so plot-driven. It's like, whoa.
It was incredibly plot-driven.
It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it should have ended with something about nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
You know. It actually would have made sense to end it on the episode where they pitched the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that would have been good.
that would have been a good ending.
I think, yeah. I think that would have been great if they had saved that for last. That's really good. The other show that came back a few weeks ago was Boardwalk Empire as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Did you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, that's been pretty good so far. They've added some, couple new characters.
Yeah.
Caused some
that
trouble.
That was another episode, a series I really struggled with kind of first season and a half. And then it started picking back up, and I thought last season was good. But like Breaking Bad, that first season was a little bit of a struggle. It was pretty slow.
Yep.
Not did they get to the meth part and,
yeah,
you know, start getting involved in the drug trade. Did it really pick up? So, and to just see him mentally start eroding.
Exactly,
you know, making bad decisions. So, you know, and another thing my cousin said, too, I thought was a good point. Yeah, to him, after watching the last episode, he's like, it wrapped everything up. And everything happened how he wanted to happen. But the real ending for him was the episode before.
Yeah, I've heard that, too,
You know, where he calls his wife on the phone.
Yep. Yeah.
And at first you think, all right, he really has lost it and gone to the extreme. But then he starts crying and breaking down. You realize, like, he's finally realized how bad he's screwed up.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he said that was like his ending, and pretty much everything after that was kind of like an epilogue.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've heard that too. People thought that like the last couple episodes were really the true ending of the of the show. So yeah, a lot of good TV. Yeah, for stuff that's new for me, nothing's really struck me. I taped the first couple episodes of the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so looking forward to watching that.
What's that on?
That's on ABC.
Okay.
It's kind of like, basically a spinoff show from the Avengers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that it'll be interesting to see. There's just, like, I feel like all of these great shows coming in and with Dexter. I heard Dexter got slammed. I still got to watch that.
I heard the same thing.
Hated the last episode.
I've heard nothing. A lot of bad things.
Dexter, Breaking Bad, and a lot of these other big shows all come to the end. So it'll be interesting to see what new takes its place.
Yeah,
Ray Donovan got a shot, and I think that failed.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess
they renewed it though.
They
renewed it. Yeah.
We still got Homeland.
Eastbound
and Down, and like you said, Boardwalk Empire. But other than that, like the HBO Showtime, I guess you got Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't think of anything else, though, that I was really into.
Yeah, speaking of Girls, SNL came back on Saturday night. You got to watch the Girls. They did a Girls parody sketch, which it was pretty spot on. So, yeah, you got to
check it out.
You have to check that out. But, yeah, well, you mentioned Breaking Bad ending, because I know I think AMC realized, because they canceled The Killing, I saw, right?
Yep.
So I think they're realizing that, like, they're kind of running out of stuff, because Mad Men, this is the last season.
Yeah.
They're splitting it in two, like they were Breaking Bad. I think they're trying to stretch it out.
Yeah, they gap until they get pitched another great
show. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? Is The Walking Dead ending soon, or does that have another season?
I know it's coming back. I'm not sure how many more seasons they have, but I saw a promo for that coming back soon, too.
That's their cash cow right now.
Yeah. So that's what they got to hang on to, that and the last season of Mad Men, but
I guess they were wishing that Breaking Bad was as popular as it was all season.
But yeah, you mentioned you're going to catch up on the league. Yeah, I'm curious to see what you think about that, because I've liked it so far, but I feel like they're really leaning on like the sex jokes this season. I just feel like I think
I've heard a couple criticisms of it, and it's like it seems like all of those comedy shows, eventually they get to the season where they try too hard.
Yeah.
I think they're there. You know, Workaholics did it in the third season. Sunny, fourth, fifth season, they kind of did it. So I think the league's been going on for a while. What season are they in now?
This is the fifth season, I believe.
Fifth season. So, I'm excited to watch that. And I'll probably watch some TV tonight. I haven't watched it in a long time. So, but I'm excited to watch the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing your thoughts on that. Anything in the theaters you're looking at? And this is kind of like the time when, like, they call it like award season, where all like the, you know, summer's like all the blockbuster popcorn movies, and then this.
You know me, Joey. I don't go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
So not nothing on my radar.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was the last movie I saw. This Is the End.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
And I thought that was actually hilarious, but I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even tell you what's coming out. What is coming out?
I know for the Captain Phillips movie with Tom Hanks.
I saw the previews for that. That looks interesting.
Yeah, so I might see that. And then I heard Rush was pretty good. The race car.
Yep.
Yeah. So those were the two that kind of caught my eye. Nothing else. Those were the two I think that I'll probably go see in theaters.
Yeah, I still haven't seen the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
So, I heard that was pretty good. I actually did watch. I watched Iron Man 3 over the weekend, and I thought it was okay.
It was all right. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It was the same old kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought
the
second one was way better.
Yeah, I thought I liked the first two better too. Yeah. I thought the third one felt like a superhero movie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was just too much blowing up and action and not a lot of story.
Yeah, I thought the first two developed decent stories.
I also did going in and out of Resident Evil Raccoon City.
Okay.
Don't ever watch that one.
Okay.
It's horrible.
All right. I appreciate the tip.
But I'm sure most people already knew probably not to waste their time on watching that.
On that, yeah.
But I got a flat tire, so we were waiting around and just waiting for my car to be fixed, and that was the only thing that we could find that looked remotely interesting.
Okay.
But it was bad. It was not good at all.
Yeah, those are always the tough ones when you put something on and you're just like, man, this is just,
Well, I wanted to sleep anyway, so it was so, good yeah. to just go in and out.
Okay, yeah, that's like a good movie to do that for. Yeah. And then lastly, I know you had your Beermageddon there over the weekend, man. So what kind of stuff did you
dabble in? So I'm actually a little disappointed because we're going to do a big bourbon beer tasting.
Okay.
People proceeded to drink a little too much, and it probably wasn't the best idea to be drinking big beers like that.
Oh, man.
So we decided to can that and wait for a couple weekends from now. So I definitely can report on that a couple weeks from now. But we did still do our fair share of drinking. And on Saturday, we went to Third Wave Brewing, Evolution Brewing. And then we also went to Tall Tales Brewery.
Nice.
They're kind of a micro pub. The Tall Tales place, it's in Delaware area. It wasn't that great, to be honest. It had a really cool layout. It was brand new. I guess this guy that has his landscaping business attached to it decided he'd open up a micro pub. So the place was really gorgeous, and it was a wedding venue, too. Looked like that was their main business objective, is just to fill it up with a bunch of weddings.
I gotcha.
And beer was not their priority.
Oh, boy.
But they did have a beer called the Redheaded Stepchild that actually was delicious. Nice. And it was an Irish red ale. And almost tasted more like a porter. But that was really, really good. And then Third Wave Brewing, they actually had a lot of big beers. And we went there, we rented a limo and did the brewery hopping all day. We got there and they had like a cornhole competition going on, and it was their first year anniversary party.
Nice.
But they had a double IPA that was really good. Pretty much all their beers that I tasted were really good. So if you ever get a chance, you're in the Delaware area, Third Wave Brewing was good. And then there was Evolution. That was pretty expansive operation. They had a huge restaurant, kind of micro pub, that we went to. Their food was actually delicious. But their beers, like, I've never been really sold on any of their beers. So, I mean, they're so-so. If you see them, give them a shot. I've never been really overwhelmed by any one of them. I had a beer called Incubator 2 that was an American Amber that was actually pretty good, but nothing that stood out that I was like, wow, you have to have this, or, you know, if you ever see it, take it and pick it up off the shelf. And then on Sunday, we hit one more brewery called Burley Oak, and this was probably my favorite brewery. They just had a lot of crazy names for beers. I think their Belgian IPA was called Waffle Stomper. Their blonde, like, session ale was called Child Labor. So they had their, like, American Brown Ale was called America. So they had a bunch of cool names. It just had a cool vibe. And their beer was really good. The Waffle Stomper, their Belgian IPA, was one of the better Belgian IPAs I had. And then they did a version on it, infused it with pomegranate juice and green tea. It was kind of different, but it wasn't great, but their regular Waffle Stomper was absolutely fantastic. And then we got a summer rye ale, but I didn't get a chance to drink that, but we'll do that in a later beer tasting. But other than all of those breweries we went to, I think the best beer I had was the Heady Topper, It's now supposed to be the number one rated beer in the world. Rate Beer and Beer Advocate are the two websites that really rate beers. Pliny the Elder have been up there forever. And it's an 8% double IPA made in Vermont by a brewery called The Alchemist. And it's just a fantastic beer. It's got really big flavors, but it's not overwhelming. You know, when you drink it, a lot of you drink these double, triple IPAs, get high in alcohol content.
Yeah.
And that's what always makes these beers like the number one rated beer in the world, is you can put a lot of alcohol. If you can put a lot of alcohol in them and still make them taste good and not overwhelm the palate, you've done a fantastic job. And it's everything I expected, and it was absolutely delicious. And it came in big old 16-ounce cans. And they recommended to drink it out of the can, and just drinking out of the can was fantastic. So, sweet. Heady Topper, it's a hard beer to find. But if you ever see that beer on the shelves, definitely grab it. It comes in four-pack cans, and it's definitely worth whatever they charge you. So, yeah, that's kind of my beer wrap-up of the weekend. I think we had a good time, and I'm excited for our bourbon barrel beer tasting here in a couple weeks.
Nice. That'll be good to report back to us on that one. So good stuff, man. This is good.
Yeah, we've been talking forever again.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're closing the 45 minute mark. So we'll close shop there. But we thank you for listening. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at the GD Podcast. Shoot us an email at the GD Podcast at gmail.com. For Mike Grant, I am Joe Dighton. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.